This week there's been a lot of talk with the media and fans about you not getting the ball enough. So my question last week in particular, my question is, have you heard the speculation, all this talk, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, first off, you always take time to reflect, and you have to look at the game and look at the situations. And situational football, like I said, came into play. And could we have ran the ball in situations? Yes, but obviously, you know, when you sit back and look at it, we definitely could have executed a lot better. And if we'd executed a lot better, I'm sure I would have got the touches. That wouldn't have been the question. We didn't get a first down. So I think going forward, we're going to do as I always say, work on our execution. And, you know, my touches have definitely come. It's that late time of year where, you know, the cream rises to the top, and how I feel about the, you know, that time of year. And I'm not going to make no mistake for sitting here at 9-3 with a chance to get back into the playoffs again. And, you know, it'll be 5 years in the running, you know, clinching a playoff spot, which is special. You know, with all the, you know, negative that's going on with us losing last week, there's so many positives out there that, you know, sometimes you got to reflect and look where you are. You know, we're still number one in the AFC North with a lot of football left ahead of us. And, you know, I'm just excited now to actually get ready to practice and get focused on Washington.
For you as a team and you as an individual played some of your best football in December and January this time of year. Why do you think that is?
Just think the way I train. You know, everybody's hot early on, you know. And coming out of college, the biggest transition to the NFL was not getting ready for September. It was getting ready for December, late November, December, January football. And because essentially right now, every college football season is about to end. So you think about where you were at and how you had to train. You know, you got to focus on playing through January if you're going to be a playoff contender or a contender for a Super Bowl. So, and, you know, we played through the month of December as well. And I think just the way I trained, the way I prepared my body for this, you know, late time of the year. And obviously my coach doing a great job of keeping me, you know, what you call somewhat fresh. You know, Bernard Pierce has been a great compliment to me, where I'm able to come in and, you know, bust big runs now because, you know, it's that late time of year where, you know, the run game is more, you know, important. And obviously we had a good mixture, you know, this week coming into the Steelers game. And, you know, we like to continue that and keep going.
Ray, all your years in the league, you've won a lot more than you've lost. What are weeks like after a loss for you, for your teammates? Is there a difference?
Yeah, one thing I've saying as a pro is it's never a good feeling when you lose, but it's a way you take a loss. You know, and I've always took the approach, me being a leader on this team now, is what are you going to do, get better or worse from it? And we've just been that kind of team to find a way. We've always found a way to bounce back after a loss. And, you know, it's no way to accept losing. But the best way I know to get over is go in there, get a good hard lift, get out to practice, work as hard as possible, and know you got another game the following week. Because as soon as you dwell on last week, you're going to carry that stink over to the following week. And that's something that we don't want to do around here. So, you know, it's always good. You have the battles within. But, you know, the battles within, you know, we take care of that stuff. We go out there, we iron it out, and we all on the same page by Sunday.
Ray, I guess one of the benefits of you not getting a lot of touches, at least you don't get hit as often. You speak a lot about conditioning. Is this the best you felt going into December or playing in December?
This is one of the best I've ever felt going into December football, just being honest. And I think that has something to do with, obviously, you know, being smart with my touches, but also has to do with the way I take care of my body. Like, you know, the weight room has been my temple, you know, where you go in there. It's a time of year where you don't need to cut back on, you know, the weights. You need to actually lift more, I feel, because that's when, you know, you're able to take the hits. You know, week in and week out, we know what kind of game the running back position is. So being able to not sustain weight, being able to increase your weight levels right now is something that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to actually get stronger right now. And
along those same lines with your attempts, you talked about being fresh. Your attempts are 13th in the league. It goes without saying it's a team game for sure, but yeah. The best players need to get the ball the most. And do you fancy yourself that the attempts are 13th in the league? Is that where you think you need to be?
Well, you know, I think we've always found a way towards the end of the year where my attempts have went up, you know, where I was in that top 10 or top ranking as the season, you know, went on. So I think 13th right now is, you know what, that's okay, you know, because we've been winning games. But now, you know, we'll find a way to get the balls in, you know, our playmaker's hand. And obviously I think I'm a playmaker for this team. So, you know, the coaches and, you know, our offensive coordinator, Coach Harbs and everybody, we'll find a way to get me the ball. One thing I don't like is being forced the ball. You know, being forced the ball, sometimes that's not always in the best, you know, in your best interest, because you're getting forced into a defense that's already preparing for you. But getting smart touches and getting touches that, you know, I can get make a big play, that's something that I get excited about.
Ray, how do you look at this Redskins game in regards to the fact that the teams just are about 30 miles apart from one another?
Well, you know what? For me, I mean, I could go on and speak about RG3 all day, but I play offense. So I have tremendous respect for him and what he's doing as a rookie, and tremendous respect for that organization. But from a defensive standpoint, the one guy that always sticks out to me is London Fletcher. Reminds me a lot of Ray Lewis. And two different style players, but for me it's just, I think the wisdom, the way he plays the game, how year in and year out, they question, you know, is he going to be able to play at that high level? He gets the same questions Ray get asked, and he's been doing it for a long time, and I just admire what the guy does. And, you know, needless to say, he's a competitor, and I'm looking forward to going against him this weekend. And, you know, but he's the guy that sticks out to me on that side of the ball. I'm not, you know, not saying I don't respect the whole defense, but, you know, that defense goes as London Fletcher goes. And he's somebody that, you know, when you – designing your game plan, you got to know where he's at all times.
Understanding the NFL's on a bigger stage, but his proximity, are there bragging rights?
Yeah, I mean, they call it the Battle of the Beltway. I think it's safe to say, but I don't know if you call it bragging rights or whatever, but we're in two different divisions. But it's also, you know, good to know if you can get a win, you know, when you're that close apart. And, you know, over the last few years, I think we've won, so I'm sure, you know, they had a big game on Monday night, huge division win with them. And but I'm sure the coaches will get them ready to play, because, you know, we're two different kind of teams, you know, and two different divisions. And, you know, I always said it'd be kind of crazy if we ever had a, you know, Ravens-Redskins Super Bowl. That'd be kind of crazy, but it's going to be quite the game. You know, it's not going to be any different than last week. It's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be two teams that's going out there and, you know, fighting. We're fighting for a playoff berth. And they're fighting for, you know, to keep their playoff hopes alive. So you're talking about two different teams that got a lot at stake, you know, with this game.
Right. Is there any sense that looking over your shoulder at the Steelers gaining on you, or you guys still feel fairly comfortable with your positions?
Never comfortable with your position in this league, you know, because, you know, when you're at the top, there's only one place you can go is down. And, you know, it's our job to try to stay up there. And then, you know, we can't worry about what the Steelers are doing, nor the Bengals, nor the Browns. But we are at the top, and we know the only place we can go from there is down. So that's our job, to try to maintain our position at the top. And that has nothing to do with the Steelers right now. That has everything to do with the next, you know, four games that we have going forward. And, you know, we still got some great football left. And, you know, I think the greatest thing about our schedule going ahead is that we don't have to travel far. You know, we get to be right in our backyard. Notice it's not a home game, but it's only 30 miles apart. And then we got two at home, and then our last one's in Cincinnati. So not having to travel far, being able to be in our building, getting our bodies right, getting guys healthy, and going out there playing good football right now, that's what matters.
Ray, how much of a lift is it to have Ray Lewis back on the practice field, walking out with your
man,
coach?
I'm telling you, I get to come out. I don't get to wear his jersey no more on Friday practice. So I think this is going to be pretty good. And I'm excited, because he's worked very hard. You know, I tease him all the time, you know, about him being a modern-day Superman, but there's only one person that could have pulled off what he's doing, and he's not doing it for his name to be in the paper about him coming back. He's doing it solely because he loves this organization, loves his guys, and, you know, he loves being at war with us. He's our general. You know, as he goes, we go.
All right. Last week you said you were pissed off 9-2. Is that still the case this week?
No, it's even more pissed off 9-3. And I say that being serious, but, you know, I'm just never comfortable where you're at. You know, I'm not comfortable being 9-3 right now. There's guys that's, you know, clinch. You you know, and their record's a lot different than us. We have to control what we can control. Until we clinch, until we get ourselves in the dance, you know, a lot of teams play just to get in the dance. I think we've been in the dance for the last few years. You know, getting in the dance ain't enough anymore around here. People will tell you the expectation has been risen, you know, over the last few years. And we like to get to the dance, but we also like to, you know, dance a while before it's time, before our time to end. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit more pissed off 9-3.
All right.
All right.